the rest of the story. Winter arrived on schedule to stand watch over the dying year, and with it, fear invaded Danville, Kentucky. It started as a rumor among household servants, the nearest thing to telegraph in 1809, mutterings that a murderer was at large, a devil, it was said, and in no time the entire town was engulfed in dread. By Christmas morning of all mornings, it was learned that the villain was holed up in a certain house on a certain street. His name was Ephraim McDowell. He had poor Mrs. Crawford trapped in there and would surely kill her given half a chance. So it happened in cacophonous counterpoint to the pealing of church bells that a mob gathered and marched to the scene. But would they be in time? Across the street from the house now? What to do? Shoot their way in? And Mrs. Crawford might be first to die. Stealthy reconnaissance revealed worse news still. McDowell had accomplices, two at least. One was even now restraining Mrs. Crawford, holding her down. And as the report reached the ears of the assembled, a scream was heard, a scream from inside the house. There was but this left to do, declared one of the townsmen in a loud, clear voice. Let the assassins know what awaited them, should Mrs. Crawford be further harmed. And with that, the man produced a long, heavy rope, deftly tossed one end of it over the lowest branch of a tree beneath which they stood, and shaking his fist, he shouted to the house across the way, "Lay hands on that woman at your peril!" And a cry of affirmation rose from the crowd. Meanwhile, inside the house, there was heard promptly following the shouts a sharp, insistent rapping on the front door. Mrs. Ephraim McDowell, who was also inside the house, hearing the menacing knock, withdrew a pistol from a desk drawer, and trembling, she went to answer it, and as the door squeaked ajar, the man on the other side announced himself. "I am Dr. William Coffer," he smiled. "I have only just moved to Danville. I am here to observe," he said. He might have added, "I am here to observe medical history. For until then, no surgeon anywhere had dared cut into a patient's abdomen to remove an ovarian tumor. But that day, Christmas Day, 1809, Dr. Ephraim McDowell did. The cystic mass, weighing more than 20 pounds, was as never before successfully excised, and the 47-year-old patient, Mrs. Jane Todd Crawford, whose condition two other doctors had pronounced hopeless, fatal, she fully recovered. So the Devil Doctor of Danville, as he had been called, was not hanged that anxious morning, and the era of abdominal surgery was born. How nonchalantly accustomed we have become to that which once mobilized a lynch mob, to a potentially life-saving procedure which was once decried even from pulpits far and wide. But the enlightened day many dreaded dawned anyway. That is the rest of the story.